Thanks, Paulina, for putting us on the stream. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the March 10th. It's meeting. It's 8:36 when we're convening. March 10th, 2022. Sorry about that. Could you call the roll, Marion?
I will indeed. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen. Okay. Bert Cohen. Bert Cohen. Okay. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Donald Goldmacher.
Present. Present.
I think I heard. Okay, Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. Okay. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes. Donna Grimes. Okay. Evelia Jones. Evelia Jones. Okay. Ali Lexa. Ali Lexa. And what did I hear something? I guess not. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Good. James McFadden.
Here.
Good. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam. Sharon Salam.
I'm on.
Oh, good. Got it. Mark van Landout.
Hi.
Okay, so let me show you how this works. Hold on a minute.
Okay, I see Evelia Jones, so I will consider you present.
Present.
Teresa Allen is here.
I'm sorry, Teresa Allen is also here. Okay, good. We're to Mark van Landout. Okay. Beth van Gunten.
Present.
Good. Egberto Willis.
Presente.
Bueno. Susan Young.
Here.
Julie here.
And we go off to, you are from KPFT in Houston, Texas. You gotta do better, girlfriend.
I'm here.
Bert Cohen. Okay, evidently not. Sue Goodwin. Okay. Donna Grimes. Okay, Ali Lexa.
Here.
Good. Mark van Landout. Ah, okay. On to staff people. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Good. Julie Kennard.
Here.
Excuse me, Julia. Paulina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Yes. John Tatum.
Here.
Good. And I am here. So we appear to be missing Mark van Landout, Donna Grimes, and Bert Cohen. But we do have a quorum.
Great, thank you. Next up is excused absences. I did not hear from any of the folks who I think aren't present this evening. Did you hear from anyone, Paulina?
No.
Madam Chair, may I offer a motion?
Yes.
I make a motion to excuse everybody that's not here.
Second.
Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, those absences are excused.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to note that Mark has joined us.
Oh, so, gang, apologies for my lateness.
Marianne will take note of that, that you're present.
Got it.
Timekeepers. So I need a timekeeper for people.
Anybody? Julie, this is Heather. I'll do it.
Great. Thank you, Heather. And I need a timekeeper for topics.
I would rather not do it this time because I have a lot of things to talk about and I lose track.
Can I get another volunteer?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'll step up for Susan.
Thank you, Lawrence.
If you could just remind me of the times for the IP.
You betcha. You bet. Okay. And then the next preliminary and final preliminary item is the report out from the closed session of March 3rd, 2022. And that report out is the PMB met in closed session to discuss disbursement of idle funds and confidential legal matters. Okay. The next item is agenda approval, and that's a 10-minute item, Lawrence. I move we approve the agenda. Is there a second?
So move, Chair. Second, Lawrence.
Thank you.
I have an objection or an amendment to the agenda.
Sure. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I don't know where the proper time is to bring this up, but I would like to make a motion to postpone consideration of the National Advisory Pacific Advisory Council until the April meeting.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I second.
Thank you.
Any discussion of the amendment to the?
Yes, Chair. Vanessa to the stack, please.
Yes, Vanessa, go ahead.
I don't know if I agree or disagree. I'd just like to understand why.
I'm happy to motivate it.
Go ahead, Susan.
I'm delighted if Lawrence has things to add as well. Hold on a minute here. I did send out a written piece to everybody. And the proposed National Advisory Council apparently came out of the strategic plan. And it is, I think the question that I have is it necessary now? We do not have our regular committees standing and special set up as yet. We don't have the strategic planning committee convened, and we're looking to put together a 25-person committee with ill-defined purposes and 5-year terms. And I think we need more conversation around how this is constituted and how it fits. Am I called time?
No, I think someone else was not muted for a moment there.
Okay, and so I would encourage that we have a bigger discussion about it next time, and so put it on the agenda for April.
Further discussion?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So I support the postponement of this motion. I've always thought that it's a pretty ambitious endeavor to engage in right now, especially with we don't have any committee standing up at the moment, as Susan said. So that concerns me. And I also believe that this needs further vetting, this whole and very ambitious resolution needs further vetting, if you will. So that's one of the reasons I postpone. And I'm hoping that eventually when we do have that conversation, that it'll be referred to the governance committee.
Any further discussion?
Chair, Vanessa to the stack.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Again, I'm really not sure whether I agree or disagree with the motion, but if I'm hearing the motivators correctly, if I'm understanding, they're saying it requires further vetting and further discussion. So I'm not sure why it would then be appropriate to kind of kick the can down the month to the next meeting if what we need to do is discussion. I kind of don't get that logic, but so I don't know how I'm going to vote, but I just don't understand the logic. Maybe somebody else does.
One of the things that I had hoped we would be able to do in the course of having this on the agenda, part of the time, doesn't mean we would stand up the committee this evening, but a precursor to standing up the committee is to discuss how we would nominate people to be on the committee. It's up to 25 people. It doesn't have to be 25 people, right? And so, the point is we'll never get started if we don't put it on the agenda. Maybe tonight's not the night, but, I don't want this to not get attention because we keep not getting to it on agendas. And then the other thing I would say is one of the things that's different, or this is an elected board. And one of the things that appointed boards are capable of doing are things like saying, let's make sure we have a lawyer so that we have someone with, legal knowledge that they can bring to bear. Let's make sure we have somebody who's with an accounting background or a finance background. Let's make sure we have somebody who's a radio expert. Let's make sure we have somebody, you can get people with different areas of expertise, and that's not something that we can easily do with an elected board, but it is something that we could accomplish with an advisory council. So, anyway, is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I do. Why is it urgent to do now? I think that national finance is really critical, and that an advisory council, which we don't know what it's intended to do, is not something that should be a priority for conversation. For instance, today, when we've got the CPB, that is really a priority for us to understand.
I see Jim Dingman's hand.
Yes, thank you. Those are all reasonable comments by Susan and Lawrence. The only issue is that I have several issues come up. One, there's always a lack of continuity between what has happened in the past on these boards and what is needed to go forward. For example, there are people who have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and they're essentially relegated to insignificance. And so I personally think that the problems facing Pacifica are so grave that, the more eyes on the problem and maybe having people actually taking on projects to solve is not a bad thing. Secondly, the issue of having, they could do and focus in on things that maybe others are not paying attention to, because we are elected and they're not. Now, I know that there's a danger of appointed boards, because remember, the whole existence of this board to start with came from the battle against appointed boards that went on for 10 years. So again, there's that problematic to it. But nevertheless, I think the question of how you allocate knowledgeable folks, you could have a couple of people go out and try to start seriously approaching foundations for grants. Let's actually find out whether people think our brand is completely hopeless, or how can we change it to make it more appealing? That's anyway, those are the points I want to make.
Thank you. I see James McFadden's hand.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, has there been any, packet of information where it's been a description written up about the advisory board that outlines, the scope and of the project, and the type of people would be? I mean, I know some thoughts have gone into this, but I just don't recall seeing a write-up that would, allow us to prepare so we kind of really know what we're talking about when we go into this discussion. Does that exist?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at answering that question. So this comes out of the Strategic Planning Committee from 2021. And so it's described in the Strategic Planning Committee report from 2021. I believe everybody who's on this board has all of those reports from the end of, because that's the first meeting that we started with. You know, we went through most of the committee reports. So people should have that. And the motion itself that was passed by the Strategic Planning Committee and then passed by the PNB was actually passed on January 20th, 2022 by the 2021 PNB. It's in today's agenda. And so people can read that, but you're right. James, if you think reading that, it's not full of context. It's a motion, right? So I don't know whether there's more, how much, I don't recall off the top of my head how much more context there is in the, Strategic Planning Committee written report. Lawrence, I see your hand.
Had my hand up for a while.
I will go after Ali, Chair.
Sorry, go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that based on the interest, curiosity, and questions that we're hearing about this, that this is definitely something that needs to be addressed. And I would support postponing it till the next meeting so that it gets the amount of time that it deserves, because I think we have a lot of important things we need to get to today. Thank you.
Lawrence.
Thank you, Jay. It's 15 seconds. I don't see anything in the bylaws that really justify the creation of such an ambitious task. And we have committees throughout the network in our local station boards, like the COI and the CAVs, that could also reflect the kind of work that that some of my colleagues are speaking to, that this advisory council would be empaneled to do, right, or would consider doing. So that's why I support postponing.
Any further discussion, or are we ready to go to a vote / see if there's any objection to the motion to postpone? All right. Well, I haven't heard any discussion. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Then we're going to go to a vote, and so the vote is on the amendment to postpone this item to the April meeting. Marion, can you take the vote?
Okay. I real quick here set up. Come on. Excuse me. Well, computer and I have a discussion. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Votes yes, and a yes vote is to postpone. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Donald Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher.
Votes yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano. Darlene?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam. Sharon Salam. Okay. Mark Van Landout. We've got several people muted here. Mark Van Landout. Okay. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young?
Yes.
Votes yes. Let me go back and see. Gesundheit. Donna Grimes. Is Donna Grimes on the call? Okay, I hear nothing. Sharon Salam. One more time. Sharon Salam.
Okay, I forgot to tell you, Sharon told me she will be out of town today. So she's out of New York.
Okay. Mark Van Landout. Okay, I hear nothing. We have 15 yes votes and 0 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstain. I would say the motion to postpone carries.
Got it.
There, we are at time.
Thank you, Lawrence. If there are any further motions to or amendments to the agenda, someone would have to first make a motion to extend time. Are you trying to speak, Teresa?
No.
All right. Hearing no request to extend time, I assume that means everybody's fine with the agenda or, you know, as is. Can I, are there any objections to the agenda as amended to postpone that one item till the April meeting? Hearing no objections.
I do have a question. Point of information.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. My understanding was, please correct me, Madam Chair, wasn't this supposed to be a special meeting just focusing on one subject and suddenly we have a full agenda again?
So
I'm not clear with how that happened.
Yes. That's a good question. And the answer is that the minutes from the last meeting are not particularly clear. On whether it's a special, because we postponed, we very clearly, if you read the minutes, and that's the next item, if you look at the minutes, it says we moved to postpone everything that we didn't get to the next meeting. And then we changed it to a special session. But so we have a confused, if you will, direction from what we were doing. I see your point.
Chair, maybe recognize James.
Yes, go.
Hold on, let me just finish, James. James, let me just finish the point here. I thought that what we wanted to do was go back into executive session or closed session to finish, or was it just the CPB item?
The CPB item, I think, was the thing that made us decide that we were gonna, need to speak this week.
Okay.
But we do have closed session items as well. Okay, Jim Sagernan.
Yeah, if you look at the posting of the notice for this special meeting, which is where the items to be discussed are set, it says to discuss CPB application and unfinished business. I believe the unfinished business part of that posting of notice is referring to this unfinished business that we're having on the agenda here.
Thank you, Jim. And I will note, including the, one of the items that was in the, unfinished business was exactly the, National Advisory Council item that we just decided to postpone to the April meeting, but that was also unfinished business. So that's why that was on tonight's agenda to begin with. Okay, so I, right before, I started to say hearing no objections, and I hadn't quite finished fitting the sentence out, the agenda is approved. And so that takes us on to the next item, which is approval of minutes of the open session of March 3rd. And that's a 2-minute item. Are there, any, corrections to the minutes? I will note that the minutes as sent to the committee, the PMB, are in red line strikeout. And one of the red line strikeouts is a motion from the closed session. And so you all have the minutes right now, the draft minutes in red line strikeout, but one of the strikeout items is something that was for closed session only. So what we have to do is accept all the edits so that that motion doesn't appear. But, other than that, are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, are there any objections to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes of March 3rd are approved. And now we move on to the unfinished business part of the agenda. The first item was going to be the standing up the Pacific National Advisory Council, but we already decided that we're postponing that till the April meeting. So the second item is a motion on the Pacific and National Emergency Management Work Group, and there's an appendix motion, and the motion reads as follows. Move that the PMB revert to the original language of the January 20, 2022 resolution authorizing establishment of the Pacific and National Emergency Management Work Group. Anyone elected in the recent committee elections will still be free to take part. Would someone like to move the motion?
Chair, can you give me a time?
Oh, sorry, Lawrence, hang on. This is a 5-minute item.
Thank you, Chair.
Beth, I so moved.
Point of information.
Beth moved. Can I get a second?
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Teresa.
I just have an information. I'm a little bit confused why we need to have a board even a committee to even handle this. Can't it be handled by staff? I mean, if the executive director thinks this is important and there are certain regulations that need to be followed and it needs to be set up, I don't understand what the board members can add to this. I'm sorry I wasn't there when we created this, but I'm just really confused as to why we even have this committee or task force.
Chair, I have a point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
The motion wasn't seconded.
The motion needs to be seconded.
Okay.
Before we can have discussion.
I second it.
Thank you, Jim Dingman. Okay, now we can have discussion. Thank you, Lawrence, for raising that.
That's a 5-minute item, right, Chair?
It's a 5-minute item.
Thank you.
I mean, my question, Madam Chair, is this a matter of policy that we need to decide on? Or it seems to me if the executive director wants this handled, she can just tell the staff to do it. And I'm not sure what board members can contribute to this.
So I can think of two things and then I'll let Beth speak. So first off, one of the things, this came out of strategic planning committee from 2021. And one of the points is that there is possibly the ability to get funding from FEMA to address some of our, critical infrastructure needs. And, but we have to have emergency management plans in place before we would be eligible for that funding. That was the thinking. And so the thinking was, let's get this stood up so that we would be eligible for, you know, some of these FEMA funds. I think secondly, part of the recognition is that certainly I think 3 of the 5 stations are have small staffs, and you know, adding one more thing to what they do might, you know, require them to take their eyes off of things like otherwise raising funds. And so, I mean, I can appreciate that there are aspects of emergency management that clearly need input from staff, et cetera. And so, Beth, would you like to speak to motivate the motion?
Yes, that's something different from answering the question that was put. This
this wasn't really intended. It's already been decided that this work group is necessary. The motion was simply to restore the composition to what was originally passed back in January. We have a relatively small staff at the national level, too, and there are both state and national requirements for emergency planning that we don't have in place and haven't had in place for as far back as I can find. And no one has been prepared to step up to the plate to see to it that that gets done. And it's necessary. We've already experienced major disasters that have put us in serious debt, and in part because we hadn't taken a lot of preparations ahead of time, and in part because not having prepared, we weren't eligible for the kinds of FEMA disaster funding that we would be if we were better prepared. I brought this up because it's something I drafted the motion. I can send you the resolution as passed in January to fill in, to respond to some of the questions you have. But I've been very active with this here in my county for the last 15 years or so. Organizing my valley, helping organize the rest of the county, because we're hit by these disasters on a pretty regular basis. I don't think there's any question that the work is necessary, and it hasn't been getting done, and it needs more attention and more hands. And that was what it passed the strategic planning committee without objection, and it passed the PNB without objection at the time. I don't think this is the time to to question that, to mm-hmm. open that question again. Mm-hmm. The motion is on the floor now because task forces and work groups don't ordinarily require election, and this wasn't designed to require election, and it appeared in January at the first meeting of this year's PNB listed as requiring an election. And so at the moment we have three different descriptions of the composition of that committee, and I think that's part of how Pacifica gets confused, and then there's contention down the line. I think it's to clarify that now, I think we should revert to the original wording as was passed in the January resolution, because it's the simplest. Everyone on the PNB certainly would still be eligible to take part. It just doesn't require an election.
Jim Dingman.
Chair, we are at time. We need to.
Thank you.
And I'm on the stack as well.
If people want to have a little further discussion, I need a motion to extend. I would suggest perhaps a minute or two is probably all we need. 2 minutes.
So move.
Chair, I wish to amend. I'd like to say 4 minutes.
Is there any objection to the amendment to extending for 4 minutes? Jim Dingman.
All right. Well, this is a no-brainer. I mean, critical infrastructure is a big deal. And reinforcing transmitters, for example, a transmitter in California, I understand that it was nearly lost because somebody didn't apply for the application with the Department of Forest Park. So this kind of stuff is a no-brainer. And frankly, we might be able to get unanticipated basically infrastructure reinforcement for the stations as a result of applying for FEMA grants to reinforce the transmitters and actually probably throw in the mix there some upgrades for equipment too. Who the hell knows what's out there, but it's certainly a worthwhile thing to do.
Thank you. Lawrence?
Sorry. I'm sorry, who is this?
I have to step away, but I just simply want to say that there's a need for governance and staff to collaborate. But I think staff is very capable of taking care of a lot of the emergency situations because that's what they do. So I'm kind of puzzled. I also agree that the infrastructure, especially what might be coming down the pipe, in terms of money to address infrastructure issues, will save us a lot of capital expenditures. So that's one thing that is appealing about the motion. But I just think when people say that governance has a tendency to micromanage, I think this might be bordering micromanaging staff. And Chair, may I ask somebody to just keep time for about a few minutes? I have my nurse here.
Got it. Do I have a volunteer to keep time for a few minutes until Lawrence is back? Thank you, Susan Young. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to revert to the January 2022 resolution authorizing it, as opposed, which effectively means that the people who were elected, we're just taking that part of the elections away. That's all that means. Cause that's the only thing that was different. Any objections to the motion?
I'm raising my hand.
Does that mean you're objecting, Darlene?
I think I am objecting. Let me tell you why. I have since 12:30 Pacific time received 17 emails about motions, agendas, previous agendas, and any number of other things that there hasn't been enough time to read. Looking at the agenda, it says, let's go to the original language. Original language isn't there. And as far as I could tell, the meeting, the minutes it refers to are not posted. It's like for, you know, doing things on the run off the top of our head is, it's hard. And I am trying to follow what you said, Julie, but here we have, it was on the agenda, but the reference wasn't filled in, and you're doing it verbally, and now let's take a vote. I can't keep up with this I'm trying to think of a word that couldn't possibly be taken as negative. Something that's just not able to follow at the moment.
Marion, can we go to a vote?
Okay, and the vote is on the motion on the emergency management work group, correct?
It's not to whether we have one or not. It's that we revert to, that is to say, we undo the election of directors to the emergency management work group. That is the only thing it accomplishes.
And therefore, what's the outcome?
We have an emergency management work group that is constituted as spelled out in this January 2022 motion that was passed by the PMB on January 2022.
Okay, so I'd like to challenge this motion quickly, which is to say this is, again, a repeat of previous meetings of this board that we've been on since February or the end of January, whatever it was, where we don't get materials in advance and we're asked to cast votes. And I don't think that's going to hold up in any audit by any attorney general's office, because that's just not proper parliamentary procedure.
Vanessa to the stack.
Vanessa, go ahead.
I believe it's inaccurate that we did not receive the materials in advance. Now, we might disagree as to how far in advance we believe sufficient notice is, but they certainly were sent in advance.
James for the stack.
When were they sent?
James for the stack.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I sympathize.
4 minutes.
I sympathize with the new members who are saying, we don't know about this. And that happens every time there's a new board members that come on. But the history of this is available in the minutes, which would be the responsibility of the new members to review. This is simply a matter that was adopted by the board without objection. A mistake was made and treated this matter as if it were a committee when it's only a work group that does not require an election of members. All the people who were elected are eligible to go and serve in this work group. It's just a matter of reversing a mistake that was made by holding an election to put board members onto this committee. That's all it is. This is past due business. It was already done. It's been approved by the board without objection. We're just correcting an error that occurred in constituting it, the membership.
Five minutes.
So we're done with discussion. We were about to go to a vote. And so we're going to go to the vote because I heard an objection. Marion, can you call the roll voting on the motion?
Okay.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Jim.
Could you just please delineate one more time? What does a yes vote and a no vote mean?
A yes vote means that the portion of our committee elections that was related to the National Emergency Management Work Group is nullified. A no vote means those people voted onto that committee. Marion, can you call the roll, please?
Teresa Allen.
Thank you, James Sagerton. I vote yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donald Goldmacher.
Abstains.
Sue Goodwin. Whoops, Sue Goodwin is not here. Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones. Evelia Jones? I'm not hearing anything. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes, are you there, Lawrence? Okay.
I abstain.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. I have not heard from Sharon Salam. I gather she is not here. Mark van Landout. Not hearing from him. Beth van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes and 0 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. So item number 5, the motion carries.
Thank you. That gets us on to the motion on CPB application, and this is a 20-minute discussion on the agenda. Would someone like to make the motion?
Yes, I make the motion, Jim Dingman.
Thank you, Jim. Do we get a second?
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you, Vanessa. Discussion. Jim, would you like to read the motion? Just to warm people up to this. Do you have handy?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Okay. Whereas the deadline is fast approaching, I believe it's May, for Pacifica Foundation Incorporated to apply for admission to the Community Service Grant Minority Audits Audience Service Station Grant, music licensing and other financial support programs and other programs of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and whereas the PFI, Pacifica Foundation, has lost millions of dollars of potential grant funding due to disqualification for an expulsion from CPB programs and will benefit greatly by participating in those programs, whereas Pacifica Foundation is now current with its audits, and whereas other CPB program standards and requirements must be met to re-enter CPB programs that involve audience numbers, meeting notices, call sign announcements, compliance with PFI bylaws, etc. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board directs that the following steps be taken to ensure that PFI makes a timely and successful application for admittance to applicable CPB programs this year. One, the executive director is directed to immediately contact the CPB and request the appropriate applications and open continuing consultation with them on the application process and to build a positive continuing relationship for the Pacifica Foundation specifically. Two, the ED is directed to ensure that the necessary application forms, documentation requirements, and all other information and materials necessary to a successful application are made known to and available to all employees engaged in the application process. Three, the ED is directed to consult with the National Education Telecommunications Association on the application process and employ any useful services they may provide in that regard if needed or desired. Four, the ED is directed to obtain appropriate legal advice as needed to effect a successful application and a successful continuing relationship with Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Five, the ED shall direct all station managers to assist their local station boards in standing up CPB qualifying community advisory boards and report back to the ED and the PNB in 1 week on the status of their station's community advisory board or lack thereof, and submit a report to the ED and the PNB on said status and remedial plans where necessary. Six, all general managers and CPB compliance staff will report in 2 weeks on their plans to ensure compliance with the CPB requirements for funding and their progress toward that goal with a description of any problems. Seven, the ED is directed to report to the Pacifica National Board on the status of the CPB application process on a weekly basis and more often if needed. Eight, in order to comply with CPB regulations, the PNB directs the LSBs of the stations that have functioning cabs to officially authorize those existing cabs by LSB authorizing resolutions. Said LSB authorizing resolutions should recognize the manner in which cabs now operate, define cab membership, determine length of cab member terms to the extent that those operations comply with CPB requirements, and remedy any that do not. That's the resolution or motion.
Thank you, Jim. Discussion.
Madam Chair, may I make a comment about this?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I have been the chair in the past of the Community Advisory Board in New York. I was present and had seen the money come in from the CPB over the past 30 years plus in Pacifica. As we all know, a whole variety of reasons existed for the loss of this money several years ago, and we've lost literally millions of dollars, and there's all sorts of other issues related to it, which I'm sure we're going to discuss. We finally had our AFRs up to date. Frankly, we should have been doing this last year, but we now have 5 weeks to get these in, and I had no involvement with the board last year. I did indeed have a similar discussion about the community service, radio community service grant, issues about 6 months ago after we had gotten the notification that the AFRs were present. However, no action was made by the board in that period of time to deal with this. So now we have a situation where we need to get this done and kick the ball down the road here and let's see what the heck can happen. Thank you.